Hello and welcome to Aaron's podcast for, let's see, what is this, July 24th. So I haven't really paid attention to the date today. You should be able to get all my podcasts at my website at aaron.bauher.biz. Once again, it's been a while since I did one of these. Last week I was trying to do some videos, some instructional video things, and kept running into trouble. I may have to get some little better equipment. I don't know. My phone, I started to do a video, and I think I was 40, 45 minutes into it, and suddenly it stopped and said my phone was full, but my phone wasn't full. But I think what it was is the file had gotten up to 4 gigabytes and hit some kind of limit on file size. And so I thought, okay, well, that's all right. I'll just start another one. And then I'll splice them together later. Well, then when I did that, I was trying to get them off the phone onto the computer so I could do that, but that was giving me trouble. And so then I restarted my phone, and then after the phone was restarted, the file that had been 4 gigabytes was just gone. It was a zero size file. So, okay, that's useful. So I pulled out an old webcam I have that's at least 10 years old that I haven't used in that since then, and discovered just how poor quality they were back then. It's terrible. You can't hardly even tell what you're looking at in it. So I said, okay, that's not gonna work either. So may have to do something a little different for video, but tonight I'll just stick with a podcast. It was a pretty nice day today. Finally got a break in the heat. It was first morning in a while that I actually thought it was nice to be able to sit down and eat a hot breakfast first thing in the morning without breaking into a sweat. It was the first day in a while that bacon and eggs actually sounded good. I think it's going to warm back up, but nice to have at least one day with a break in it. And I managed to sneak out there a few times a day and pull some weeds, do some things in the garden when it wasn't quite so hot. The chickens I've been counting lately. I've got 40 of them right now. And I lost the 6 the one day when 6 of them just up and disappeared. Never did find out what happened to them. And that had me down to like 42. And then I think the deal with the coyote, pretty soon after that, 2 more went missing. I never did see any signs of what happened to them either. But it's been sticking around 40, or sticking at 40 since then. I've been counting them every night. And I think about 8 of them are roosters, which means I'm going to have to eat about 4 or 5 of them. I really only need 3 to 4 roosters for that number of hens. Roosters are starting to fight. And they're all really nice, big roosters, nice looking birds, but it's just too many. But the eggs have started coming from the new ones. They're still small pullet eggs, so they don't pile up very fast. You got to eat a lot of them. But I think today I got 11 total. 8 or 9 of them were the new pullet eggs. They're kind of spreading them around. I've got one, had one hen that was laying out in the garage. She's been going out there for a while, laying in a cardboard box that she found. So I've just been going out there and collecting that one every night. And then the other night I went out there, I just happened to look, and in a tub over by the corner, there was, I don't know, 8 or 10 eggs. I'm like, oh, crap. Because a chicken only lays one egg, a maximum of 1 egg a day. A typical hen will lay maybe 250 eggs a year. So she'll lay 1 most days, but some days she'll skip. So if you've got one hen that's built up 8 or 10 eggs, she's probably been laying them for a couple of weeks or maybe a little more. And when they've been sitting there that long, especially if she's been sitting on them very much, you could have eggs that have started developing or just kind of getting bad. So whenever they've been sitting for sitting like that and you don't know how long they've been there, I'm always a little wary of them, and I'll keep them out separate and crack them into a bowl one at a time before I use them. But they all turned out to be okay, so I guess they hadn't been there too long after all. But I've had eggs that I've found like that before, that you crack them and the eggs, the yolk has already come apart. I've never had any that were actually starting to turn into chickens. People worry about that, but for that to happen, you actually have to have the hen sitting on the eggs, you know, pretty much all day long, which most modern hens don't do in the first place. They're not very good about that. They've kind of had that instinct bred out of them. So most of them aren't very broody. And so they'll lay them, but they don't really care about them after that. So you'd have to have a hen actually sitting on them. And then it takes, I think, 8 days for the embryo of the chick to actually get large enough to even see with the naked eye. So she'd have to be sitting on them for a couple of weeks before you actually get anything that you would see. But these turned out okay. So now I've got two or three of them laying in the garage, and then the ones in the barn are kind of laying in different spots around the outside. So I'm going to have to get some fresh bedding in their nest boxes and get them encouraged to lay there, so I don't have to hunt around for them quite so much. I was talking about the heat today. I think I mentioned before I don't have air conditioning, which I kind of like, because even though it's unpleasant sometimes a few days out of the year, it also means you don't get used to it, so you can go outside. And really, as long as it's 90 degrees or less, I'm perfectly comfortable outside because I haven't got used to air conditioning. So, you know, these last several evenings, by the time it gets, you know, by the time it's dropping down to 90, you can go out and sit in the shade with a glass of iced tea or beer, and it's perfectly nice. I used to worry about the computers really more than myself and the heat, because heat's not good for computers. But the one I've got now, I think it's got more space inside it taken up by fans than it does by actual computer parts, because I got a big fan and heat sink for the processor that mounts on top of the processor. So that big thing is running. And then there's one or two in the power supply that vent air out of the case. And then there's three more fans on the case on different sides of it. And I think the video card has a small fan of its own. So with all those fans running, it keeps that thing within a few degrees of room temperature. So even when room temperature is 95 or, you know, up 90 or better, it still keeps the computer pretty cool by computer standards. You don't want them, I think they can get pretty hot without having trouble, but you don't want them getting up and, you know, up to 150 or something like that inside that case, if you can help it. So the fair's coming up this week. Starts on Wednesday. And I'll be going up to that some days. I'm not sure just when exactly. Haven't really gotten up there too much the last few years, but I'll definitely get there this year. I had thought about trying to show something. I got some nice, I could probably show chickens, except they don't have an open chicken show. They have a 4-H chicken show, but not an open class chicken show yet. So can't show chickens. I don't really have anything in the garden, I don't think, that is nice enough to show. Seems like the fair always comes at this time of year when it's hot, it's buggy, and vegetables just aren't nice and clean and even, especially since I don't use bug spray on things much other than the squash. But so this, it always seems like about fair time, the green beans have got bug bites on them, and the late stuff just hasn't come on yet. I do have some sweet corn, but sweet corn is kind of wrapping up. I noticed what I picked today had had dents in the kernels, so it's, you know, it's getting past its prime. It wouldn't be any good to show. So I guess if I want to show, I could always make a cake or something. But the thing about showing, if you take something to exhibit or to show, then you get an exhibitor's pass to get into the fair, which I think is like $30, which is quite a bit cheaper. I don't know what a pass, just a regular pass for the whole week is, but I know the exhibitor's pass is quite a bit cheaper if you're going to be there several days. If you just go up one day, I think it's like $10, but it might be more than that. Like on the nights they have a big band there, or like the night of the demolition derby or something. So it adds up if you're just paying your way each night and you're going a lot. There's kind of two fairs. There's the old fair with the livestock shows and the 4-H judging and the horses and the tractor pulls and the queen contest and all that stuff and the carnivals, you know, part of the old fair that's been there a long time, and you know the kids running around and all that. And so you've got that going on, and that's round the clock pretty much. It quiets down a lot in the morning, but that stuff's going on all the time. And then you've got kind of the new fair, what a lot of us think of as the part for the city people, which is all in the grandstands and all just happens in the evening. And you've got the music acts and the food over there and the other things they do in the grandstands. A few years ago they had like motorcycle races and some things like that. And some people just come out for that, and that brings in a lot of money for the fairgrounds, which is nice. But there's always kind of two separate fairs going on, and I don't know how, you know, we're over in the dairy barn most of the time, and kind of set up shop there because my sisters and nieces will be showing dairy cows up there, and so they stay overnight. And I've stayed up there overnight a few times, and that's a lot of fun. But so it kind of becomes home for the week, or for a few days. You're not there for the whole week with the cows, but kind of becomes home. And then in the evenings, you get people that came up for the concert or whatever, and they come over. Some of them do come over to see the livestock, which is nice because that's kind of why you're there. It's not really quite what it once was. I mean, at one time you went to the fair with your animals kind of to show what you had, because there was more buying and selling between the farmers and stuff. You know, there was more one farmer buying a cow from another farmer to increase his herd or something like that. There was more of that kind of thing went on. That's kind of why it all existed in the first place. And that's not really part of it anymore. Well, it is in some ways. I guess there is still some of that goes on, especially in dairy. So it still has a purpose for that. But you're mostly just there because it's fun. And that's really the main thing. You make a little bit of money off the prize money, but the prize money isn't worth the work involved in washing cows and everything for 4 days. So It's really because it's fun, and you get to hang out with other people that are interested in the same stuff that you are. And then, like I said, in the evenings, the people who came up for the concert or the tractor pull or whatever, they'll come over and they'll come walking through, and you're sitting there, and you're sitting there on the bale of straw that you slept on that night, and you know they come by and you know want to see the baby calves. That's always the big attraction. And so it's nice when people come over and it's not so separate and people come over and see that part of the fair, because that's kind of why it's all there in the first place. But Saturday morning will be the dairy judging. For some reason, they have like three different things being judged at the same time. So it's like dairy judging and beef judging and, or no, it's probably not beef, but it's like dairy and hogs and something else all get judged at the same time, which is kind of aggravating because then you can't go see them all. But Saturday morning will be the dairy judging, which is always fun because you get, you're up there, I don't know, when they, I think they'll take the cows up Wednesday night, maybe. I think that's right. So you're up there with these cows, and every day you take your, you got your cows. If you haven't seen it, I'll try to take some pictures this year, but you've got your cows tied up along this wall, or this kind of a fence. You got your cows tied up there in a row. You got straw around them, so you got a nice clean place to lay down. You got yourself a pitchfork so that every time one of them makes a mess, you go pick it up. And you unhook them and take them to water several times a day so they can get a drink of water. And you feed them and stuff. And if they're milking, you milk them, although we don't really take cows that need to be milked anymore because that's a pain, and it seems like it's hard on the cows to be milked somewhere else with other equipment and stuff. But so you take them to water at least once a day. You take them over to the showers and you wash them, and you might clip them a little bit. You might clip their hair a little bit, although usually that's done beforehand, like a week in advance or something like that at home. So you're doing all this, you're handling them through the, you know, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, walking them back and forth to the water, walking them back and forth to the wash area. And then Saturday morning comes and it's time to show them over in the barn, and it never fails. You always get at least one cow that just will not walk, will not move. And you'll get one person in front of her pulling and one person behind her pushing, and she's digging her heels in, doesn't want to go. Seems like it never fails. You always get that. And sometimes it happens to other people too. It's not just us, but it's just something about it. The cows, I think we thought at one point it was because when the show time came, we put their nice leather show halters on them instead of the ropes, and that was freaking them out. And it may just be going in the show barn where there's people watching and that kind of thing. But something about the morning of the show, it seems like there'll always be one that'll decide to get stubborn, and you just hope you're not the one leading her, because then you look like you don't know what you're doing if you're the one with the cow that suddenly falls down because she's pulling so hard, trying not to go. But it's a good time, no matter what happens. And sometimes the cows show really well, and we've had, don't usually have a lot of competition in the Jersey breed, but so they, you know, always get plenty of ribbons. But it's fun however it goes, and get to sit there and watch. Mostly kids. Kids do most of the showing. Watch kids lead the cows around. And they come around. I think Prairie Farms kind of sponsors it. And so they come around with those little cartons, little like cartons like they have in school, little cartons of milk and chocolate milk, usually partway through, which is nice. And then you go over and get yourself a milkshake at the dairy stand when it's over. And then I guess Saturdays is also when they have, in the afternoons, I think, is when they have an armband deal for the kids over in the carnival. So for the rides, as some people know, I'm not a rides person, but, that's something to be up there for. If you got kids that want to go on the rides, we got that on Saturday. I think they've got it on Tuesday also. So that's pretty, it's a pretty good day to be out there. And then we're close to the horses too, close to where the horse shows goes on. So I'm not a horse person. The horse people are kind of their own, they kind of have their own little world out there as far as the horse people, that's what they do, is they're horse people. They're not really usually involved in other stuff up there. They're usually pretty focused on the horse stuff because that keeps them pretty busy. And so there's usually something going on over there, and I'm not a horse person, but I do like to go over and watch some of the stuff they do, the barrel racing and team sorting, where they have like 10 calves out there and they have to sort out, they'll call out, like they've got like 10 calves out there with numbers on their backs, and they'll call out three numbers and they have to sort those three out of the herd and stuff like that. It's pretty fun. So sometimes the mornings are pretty quiet, but once the afternoons come around, there's always something going on, and plenty of good stuff to eat. So looking forward to getting up there this year, probably at least a couple days, definitely on Saturday, maybe one or two other days, and enjoy the fair. And if the weather's like today, it'll be great. Most years you get either some pretty hot weather or you get a lot of rain, and then you're stomping around in the mud around the building. So if we get some days like this, it could be pretty nice, especially on the weekend. So, well, voice is getting kind of scratchy here. I guess my throat's dry, so I guess I should wrap this one up and go get a drink. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with another one of these soon.